Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here, Friday, December 9th, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening this week in America. New poll finds voters more polarized than ever before. New York City's unemployment rate, the worst in the nation. A survey ranks the most sober states. Families brace for the most expensive holiday season ever. Also, the message of the day, update listeners, sound off. But first, a survey from NBC News says the public is more divided than any other time since the Civil War, and I believe that is true. 8 in 10 Americans say their political opponents will, quote, destroy the country. 70% of us say we pay close attention to the midterms, the most on record for any non-presidential election. Democrats and Republicans remain tied on the generic ballot for 2024. The unemployment rate in the Big Apple rising above 8%, the highest for any major city, and double the national average. Unemployment in Miami, 3%, 4% in Boston, 5% Chicago. The New York Chamber of Commerce says the high unemployment's because of all the violence. People don't want to come into the city, and that's partially true. But the big reason is that many New Yorkers are working off the books, getting paid in cash, so they are not on the rolls. A report from the World Population Review lists the most sober places in the USA. States are ranked by alcohol consumption, driest parts. These are the driest parts now, okay? Georgia, Oklahoma, Arkansas, West Virginia, Utah. The average resident in Utah consumes 1 gallon of alcohol a year. The drunkest state is New Hampshire. Folks up north drink 5 gallons of booze every 12 months. Keeps the chill down. Cost of Christmas stuff hitting a record high less than 3 weeks before the big day. National retailers now charging 30% more for decorations, paper goods, even stockings hung by the tree. The cost of food up 40% compared to last December. Christmas will be the most expensive in U.S. history. To save, some families are reducing menu items or even not inviting people over for Christmas dinner. That's a little Scrooge for me. So I'm biting the bullet here and inviting a whole bunch of folks. In a moment, update listeners have their say. Right back.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Listener, sound off. We do this each Friday. And you can reach me easily, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. The website is where we live, and I hope you visit. Name and town, if you wish to opine. Let's go to Bob in Orlando, Florida. Bill, now that it is becoming clear the FBI had the Hunter Biden laptop for nearly a year before the 2020 presidential election and likely knew what was on it, including evidence the Biden family was influence peddling. Question I have is, why would the FBI want to protect and elect a corrupt president? I think the answer to the question, Bob, and it's a good one, is that the FBI hated Donald Trump. And you can see it time and time and time again. And they put, the Bureau did, its hatred of Trump above ethics, morals, the law. That's my reading, and we'll see how it bears out when Congress begins investigating this in January. Lee Pier, South Dakota. You're right, O'Reilly, times have changed. Went to the market today, lettuce $5 a pound. Read a headline in the paper that more and more people are living below the poverty line, yet they keep voting in the same people that are causing this. Well, my message to them, live with it. You voted for it. Good literally. I think that we have to take responsibility for our votes. Barbara, Durham, North Carolina. Bill, you ask, why do people keep voting against their interests? Because they don't believe anything will change. That's a little cynical, Barbara, but there's something to it. It's more, look, if I'm getting entitlements from the government, I'm not going to interrupt this train. That's what this is all about. So people with lower incomes overwhelmingly vote for Democratic candidates. Michael, who is in Springfield, Illinois, how long are we going to wait until something is done about the border? Do we have to wait until a terrorist group blows something up here? You're going to wait 2 years, Michael. I mean, Joe Biden's not going to do anything about the border. He wouldn't even visit when he was in Arizona this week. He doesn't care. It's an open border. Come on in. That's what the progressive left wants. Flood the nation with new voters. That's what they want. It's obvious. And Biden's not going to change. And if there's another Democrat elected in 24, then we're going to have 4 more years of it. That's 6 altogether doing the math. It's insane. It really is, and destructive and depressing, in my opinion. Tom, Defiance, Ohio. I've been teaching and coaching at high school here. You are 100% correct, O'Reilly, on this being the perfect time for kids to shine. Show up for work, school every day, give a good 8 hours of work, and you will go to the top. The biggest change in my career is lack of work ethic in the classroom. And add to that, the drugs flooding in, Tom. You look at a lot of wrecked lives. This pot stuff, awful. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve that message by putting it together. If you'd like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. And I hope you check out Killing the Legend's great Christmas Hanukkah gift. In a moment, something you might not know.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. It is officially the most wonderful time of the year, which means it's impossible to leave the house without hearing Christmas music. The season is the most lucrative time of the year for the entertainment business. Top 5 holiday records have sold more than 100 million copies in the USA alone. And here they are First up, Bing Crosby's White Christmas, the best-selling song of all time. More than 50 million records in circulation. Written by composer Irving Berlin for the 1942 film Holiday Inn, the song was first performed on Christmas Day, 1941. The King of Rock, also the King of Christmas, Elvis, 1957 hit The Christmas Album, has sold more than 20 million copies. I'd Have a Blue Christmas, you remember that one, as Elvis again topping the charts. Next on the list is Kenneth Bruce Gorelick, better known as Kenny G. His album called Miracles also includes a song celebrating Hanukkah. Then comes The Christmas Song, or as many folks know it, Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire, sung by Nat King Cole. Other notable mentions include albums from Barbra Streisand, Garth Brooks, and The Carpenters. Another best-selling holiday record, A Charlie Brown Christmas. I play that. The soundtrack for the animated film, considered to be one of the greatest jazz compilations ever released. The album was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame in 2007, added to the Library of Congress in 2012. And here's something else you might not know. Not all Christmas music is that popular. Recent survey ranked the most hated holiday tunes of all time. Don't blame me. This isn't my survey. Here they are. Baby, It's Cold Outside. All I Want for Christmas Is You. I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, and the least popular Christmas jingle, Santa Baby. Sorry, Madonna. Cole for you. Back after this.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.